Yahweh. It is for the sake of sentient beings, countless in number as space is limitless in extent, that the precious level of complete and perfect Buddhahood, which is which goes beyond the extremes of conditioned existence or classification, is to be accomplished. And in doing so, we will listen, reflect, and meditate on the teachings of Maitreya as presented in the text Distinguishing Phenomena and Pure Being, and in this way develop the commitment to enlightenment, the bodhicitta. And she says that while we are working with the text, we will be reciting the words of the root text, and while reciting them, we should be thinking over the meaning, reflecting about the meaning, not just reciting, but being aware of the meaning of what one is reciting. And at the same time that one is reflecting over the meaning, one continues to recite.
Tanda kerang so gomren pa yore, gomren pa tu chola yang dewa kita yore. Chu sepa kamsong korwa. Dungze nyi nang gantul pa ketar sungtur de sentang dan chumpa yore. Chu nyi nyang yin len dewa pa am, nambar moto pe yeke ranzong yeke, yeke etor de yin tong ke gomren dan chumpa yore. De se na sentang yin tong ke gomren de yeke da wo yore.
So in the group here, there is a section that the group who are, or we are all meditators, and there is a section of the group doing the meditation on the various stages of the view, and in that connection, and in this text, one has the presentation of phenomena as being the way that conditioned existence arises, and what samsaric existence is all about is described in that in terms of what phenomena are, and pure being describes and that way that the mind has become confused in samsaric existence accords with the cittamatra or mind-only view, and then pure being corresponds to the Shinto approach describing self-arisen wisdom or non-conceptual wisdom. So to follow this explanation well, one will get an expanded understanding of the Shinto approach.
Tene sanga dorje tekpa nyamsa lempa la yuksar madhava mangbo yere yuksar chit tene jagar jungin jeng khepa tang to tom nam jeng yuksar te tabarim jubre Tawa Remjo Kunjuk Sorte, Tanda, Tungi Gomrem de Tawa Tiki, Tungi Gomrem Gom, the nature than Tuni number in Jebata, with an tan number in Jebata. The question with Jay Lamantasola Lojons, eh? The name, Dorje Tequanyam means, eh? Saja Chimbitawa Gomna, the name, Tawa Remjo and Gomba Remjinika Yungre, Juk Sorte, Hajan Yabu.
So this approach where one combines the various levels of view and the various levels of meditation is a way of approaching the Vajrayana. There are many different ways of approaching Vajrayana, but if one follows the approach as done in ancient India, one first comes to an understanding of the different levels of view and uses that understanding to do the different levels of meditation. And through the different levels of meditation, one then comes to a proper understanding of the Vajrayana. So in this way, one gains a complete understanding of view and gets a full training in the different levels of meditation.
Te yapo yimbe jinsin kare sa na te ta rimjok se te dorje tikpe nyamni samotang saja chembo te dorje tikpe tabare taba samo nyam se lemba po ti tene trum tikpa wome wome taba tang gomsor kande yimba yapo higre te hi na tene gome taba tang gomba yapo higre tene yapo chagre.
Because to do Vajrayana practice requires that one understands Vajrayana view. And to understand Vajrayana view, one has to understand what the levels of view that precede that or are prior to it. And if one understands those levels of view which are prior and therefore preparatory to Vajrayana, then proper understanding of Vajrayana view will not pose a problem, and therefore one will be able to practice the
properly.
Well, the Vajrayana view, meditation, and conduct is very profound. But if one just thinks that, but doesn't know in what sense it is profound, or why is it profound, or how can one come to say that, what does its profundity consist in? To understand that depends on an understanding of the previous levels of view, meditation, and conduct. So if one understands those previous levels, one will know clearly and precisely exactly what it is that makes Vajrayana view, meditation, and conduct so special.
Then Ramjog Zona, Oma Tava Kande Yimba Tang, Oma Gomsor Kande Yimba Sarpo Hina, Tele, Oma, Oma Le, Koma, Koma, Nam Chepatamba Patsorte, Sarpo Yapu Hire.
So since the understanding of each later level of view rests in an understanding of the previous one, then through starting at the beginning and working through it gradually, then one will stage by stage be properly grounded in the special characteristic of each of those levels.
Sem Ramab the Yana Saja Chimbukonsore Ramab the neighbor, same thing over Latina, then he Saja Chimbalan Tonga Gomsore.
So we will be reciting this both in Tibetan and in English. And for those who do not know Tibetan, those who do know Tibetan can sing along in the Tibetan, and those who don't can sing along in the English. And for those who do not know the Tibetan, then while it is being sung in Tibetan, then one can do Mahamudra, Shamatha, and Lakthong practice. And how does one do that? By focusing the attention one-pointedly on the sound and allowing the mind within that focus to rest naturally within itself. Is Mahamudra Shamatha. And while resting one-pointedly focused on the sound, to look into the very essence of that mind, of that resting mind, is Mahamudra Vipassana, Lakthong.
Jagarke do dharma dharma da bembaga kareka puke do chudan chuni namarji Tik lever zeba, Gombo, Sambala, Sansalu. Hine, Kangi, Yonso Panza, Hin,
yenga hin ngon som ni do sa tena te dan chi ni nam ye wa se par do ne ten jun de sam so ya tai
so said we would be singing but we would be reciting it in Sanskrit dharma dharma tavi banga karika in Tibetan chudang chuni nampara jepe sik leo jepe to the guardian Maitreya we bow in supplication something there is to be given up fully through knowing and something else which can only be actualized because of which this treatise has been composed with the wish to distinguish the traits defining these
The da tham je ndor do na namba nye se ki sa de. Chu tang te yin chu nyi ki tham je do ba nye se ru. Te la chu je se wa ne korwa yin te chu nyi ki rab do se wa tek som ji yang yin le ne de ba wo.
A summary of everything in brief should be known through the following two motifs. Since everything can be summarized fully in terms of phenomena, likewise pure being. That which is classified here as phenomena comprises samsara. Phenomena's pure being is classified most precisely as nirvana, as this is defined by the vehicles
Shatri. Nawayanda main pe kunto pate me nangse tenayanda main no teyang tamche tumi ke to zan yin pe kunto pa o
Here the traits of phenomena are defined as duality and equivalent formulation the appearance of which is mistaken interpretation since what appears is not it could not be true No reference have ever existed either, and being but concept consist in interpretation.
Yin chunyi tenyi ne zonwa tang ne zimba tang, gyobar sa tang gyobar chi kemi te yin yi ino.
Moreover, being as such is here defined as being the suchness in which there is no division, between there being perceiver as well as perceived, a signifier as well as a signified.
Me pa nan sen churpa ne kui ni nyu mong yo yin di. Yo me lan kin so nang hin, yo pa nan wa mi se ro. Me nang ta le kan rong ke, me na chur tang ma chur tang, te kin kui ni nyu mong tang, nambar san wa me te to.
Because what does not exist appears, delusion provides the cause for completely afflicted states, as things like illusory elephants appear. Hence, even what does exist does not appear. If either the lack of existence or the appearance were missing, delusion and being free of delusion, and likewise states afflicted in every respect, and thorough refinement would be unjustified.
Nipo tang ne ki ni tang so so wa ya ma yin te. Ye ba tang ne me ba ta che par yu dang me se ro.
These two are not one and the same, nor do they differ. Because between that which...
Che ba ni ye re. Dor ten son ne je he la chu je par che ba tang. Chunyi jebar keba nyi jin nani, chu jebar keba tsaba te, na tsu katon se simbar.
So within this text, there is a brief presentation of phenomena and pure being together, and then there is an expanded explanation of each of them separately. And now, we will recite together the verse dealing with the expanded explanation of phenomena, which is also taken up in the following verses.
Tene tan drebe teni ren drebe teni kechur te lo tsawa, kanjo lo tsawa, Deva Mangu Jagamare, Tes Yagre, Tene, Jeranke ma Injorte, Logo Capso, Tene Kaki and the Hakosamado, Deva Gosan to Sambaland, the Heto of Jaju, Hakosuma, Tene Nazo, Tene Nazo, Yokotar.
So, as we are going through this, then the older students have studied the text. Some of them several times, and if Rinpoche explains the text, then it will take a long time. So he suggests then that the translator, as we're going through it, if we come to some words that seem to be difficult to understand, then I will give some explanation of them, and the words that seem that don't seem to pose any problem, with no explanation is needed.
Tene yang peke lobjon dengi tu di tsawa tsawa peke tsawa ya yore tsawa di tene peke lobjon zo lolo zong de se na tene peke yang higre chuni nambi yapu higre yapu yungre kakhe peke lobjon dugu do peke lobjon sendo yobando di
So there are also some who would like to study Tibetan, and for those, this the verses of the sutra text are very good for that purpose. You should use these verses as a basis for studying Tibetan.
Nambar mato yehi dorje yi zongzhen rwo rapto chomze pe Sanji Majavi, he could nipa. Don't you top at de la Santa Lo? De Sanji la Santa. Yeah, Talo. Yeah.
So, Rinpoche is reading from the, it's on page one. We're starting at Nipa Rinpoche's general introduction, which is called page one. And he read the first verse of the commentator's praise to the Buddha, which says, to the one who has conquered the mountain, perceived and perceiver, with the Vajra, original non-conceptual wisdom, thus finding the inconceivable wisdom body, to the teacher supreme, the gifted master, I bow.
Kange sabjeng jachi chujenzu Zinze jarve se pon jambi yam. Jartsab sachu wam so mapampe. Hyavsin. Norva sok jin the thing. Dikab so tikin dikab so. Sachu wam so. Chinrapje wam so jambi yam tang. Jipsin. Sambang gombo nila. Chipper jibber.
This next verse is the praise of. Of that bodhisattva who has the who is especially excelled in his perfection of knowledge in the Manjushri, as well as the bodhisattva who is the regent in Tushita, the next Buddha, Maitreya, both of whom are 10th level bodhisattvas. They who of treasures of Dharma, both vast and profound, are the holders, the ones who are heirs of the victor, Manjushri, and that 10th level paragon, regent undaunted, are they, the nails of whose feet are the jewels I support as my crown.
Kangar tikpa chimbu chujinzu, kuinjin nang na nyingbor jorpaye, nambar mato yi samutung, sanze tenju chimbu namhe sa. Dikabso, the Nihe per tam jevare. Going in nang in cho the jorba, number motoba yehi. Sami tong hepe, tong, tene, ten chu chembo, chu da chun yin de, sarpo hege yin song re, hepar tam jebar.
So this next verse is a statement of the author's intention in writing this text, namely to explain the most profound of all subjects within Mahayana Dharma, that which is reality itself, non-conceptual wisdom. Which is described as being the heart of all Mahayana Dharma. That which here will be explained is a critical treatise elucidating profound reality, original non-conceptual wisdom, the heart of Mahayana Dharma's abundance of treasures.
Jombar seba laya number modobi hi gogre. Take into tekba timbi lola, nanger drop gogre. Nanger drop a layang. Send no jinjikin the nanger and a tapish and come to jor. Sim change matu, luta ma yis on the nanger drop gogre. Nanger drop a layang. Number modobi hi latin the drop to gramato, namdog drop to gumare. This and a number modobi hi the carchimbo.
So what is so important about non-conceptual wisdom? In the first place, in the development of the Mahayana, one has to become free of the obscurations, namely the obscurations of the afflicted states, the afflicted kleshas, emotional states, as well as the cognitive obscurations and the elimination of both of those obscurations depends on non-conceptual wisdom. Also, within the Mahayana, transformation is an important step that has to be undergone. And in connection with this transformation, what is it that is transformed? First of all, it is the outer worlds with all of the trappings of the different world systems around us. These are transformed into the completely pure realm, and the contents of that of those worlds, the sentient beings, their body, speech, and mind, are also transformed into completely pure body, speech, and mind. And for this transformation to occur, it is necessary to come to a realization of non-conceptual wisdom. This transformation does not come about through thinking. One cannot think oneself into the transformation. It comes about through realizing non-conceptual, non-thinking wisdom.
Tene tekpa chenpe lo lang korwa te mala ngo maishe pe namdo yendo korwa te sepa kamsong korwa namdo tsamre maato korwa te dutin do troba zezu troba yo mare tang korwa namdo tsang yinpe sena Corbin Namdo and John Barr say by Hever Saber La, Number Moto be Yehi Jen Corbin Namdog and Yembo Sigir Mato, Namdoki, then Namdo Savani Mabazo Tugumar. This and a number Moto be Yehi Kartim.
And in order to, or in the process of directly manifesting this non conceptual wisdom, then the very root of samsara will be cut. And what does it mean to say that the root of samsara will be cut? It means that samsara is not a thing, it's not a clump of something sitting around somewhere, which you get stuck in, and then you it's not something made out of atoms existing in that fashion. Samsara is just the vicious circle of your own thoughts, and there is nothing that can get you out of your own thoughts except non-thinking wisdom. So this non-conceptual, to realize non-conceptual original wisdom is the only remedy that can be applied as the effective solution to samsara.
Deyang jarvase po pakpa tomi ki lo chonyi so jechen sambang gompo drupan thar kyaar ngoy som da tine sambang gompo kyaar ngoy som da tine gadin lai ne so zemtur yin ting je thayte jarba zoba sanje je kaye ka thamje je gongban darba ting ju do te jin ngon to jin te jin na ba ni Chudan chunyi nambaran jeba, udan ta nambaran jeba de ji namba nyi. Tekwa chenpi ju lam ten ju te, teni chu nga, ten ju chenpo nga tenpa jeba re. Chu nga tenpa ndalam. Kepa ka chenga sheke nga ka ten ju, ju chega chordo ten ju chengrawo jeba ta, ten ju chega ndo chondrawo. Yang Kepa kache genga sheke Nyintu je tekpa ranjar je tekpa tekpa chenpo te teksom tang Tekche Nidon de kepa so Tarto ke tenza Muntun pe tenju je lu Jekdo doyopa tekka te Ranlo ka so su gongder to ye la Dele yang Tonta ni oma tan, toma ngon do jin re, tama te, tene, tekpa chenpi joi lama re. Tonta ni oma tan, parpa som de kar re, do de jin, chunyi nanji, onda nanji ni de parpa som re. Parpa som sem chan je gondar to ye pa tan, loksar manda ba re. Yang do de jin kona sem chan je yong tan, yin ye oma l, Oma tenju ye bari ye pa tang, ye se ju te tundu sung bari. Yang ngun do jin oma tang yin ye sem chan do ye pa tang. Sem chan je yong yin bari ye pa te sung pa tang. Yang ke pa ka je ke nga ka, sambi chu nga ka sem chan je gong pa ne pa, ta wa te sem chan je gong pa yin bari, gong pa ne bari ye pa tang. Yang nga ka oma gong pa, Yang kepa kache ke sambe chu de chu nga ka ome gongpa nepa yepa so so yo chang tundu ye chur mandaba mangbo yore tongla ne tongla kande re ta de mevam rangke gongpa re tongla ngon to jin ne kolo som je na ne ka parpa hirap je pardo sepa gongder tang joi lamang kolo tame Nidong dekhi nyingbo tenpe dode namche gondar to tsoepa mepa drop jeng. Te rikpe je na tsoepa mepa drop jeng. Drop se je te rikpe chobare. Te nyike thakto ke rikjek tan tekpa chek do do lam. Ome tong to gongpan tenpa nye to. Dode jeng karare. Dode jeng ne mama nye je heisen do le yenpe. Ngon to jin tang Joi lama nye ji heisen do le yenpe Do de parpo che Do de parmo che Do de par che be Che gong den ra wale se Parmo che Don so che de pe gong den yin la Ter ma ge Ter Rek tang Tekpa chek do mangi pa ten pa so Par che Par che re sem chan jin do de gong ba Tsovoran drewar sarlo. Sem chan ji gongpan rawo, sem chan ji khe chod dantun pare. Ji nipo, chudan chunyi nambaran jeba da, uudan ta nambaran jeba nipo ndene, tekpa jeye, tekchin jeye, jeye, jachewa tang samu so tuyambar seba de, jeye gongde re. Dada to rangyin som da, rangyin som te, Kunta yinwang yonrop te rangyin som tam. Sidon matro patsor, sirur denbar matro patsor, jachir tong chang. Tong kare ina yang te sam je sem chang je yong yinbar yoga maare. Tong chang, te sam he ke sem chang pe yong konar njurwe ngipa yoga maare. Ome gongpa yang, chuke teda ke, ome lawla yang rangyin som tam, sidon matro patsor je, Then he gore, he by yore. Chuke, te dug a sort of yakwa samla, garwa mepa ne. Lankar hikpen dole, chunga chunga te chenye jonchi men jonchi nam to number ma to ye ki te ki ni da nga la chunga se le rang yin som kwen da yin won yong do som le chunga rang yin som dan ne number ki be cho je nam ki cho je cho ro ge teng do kyen ye da nyu ni ya be nam ki cho je da dami ton je nam ni po kan za ge da me ba da chu je da me be ton je nam ba ni po tik chin ta da de ba yin tik ba chen bo ta da de ba yin som ba le ki chu ke da da tik chin tik ba chen tik chin ta da kam tik chin ji ye dom do song ba da ji ye zo do song ba da yom je gong ba yom se je te Kolo parba hirap je paru de sembala yom sigre. Yom ina poh kande yore, se kande yore. Se nyintun papa, ranjan papa, sanchuk sembam papa, sanjian papa, yelam, tenim papa yesere, papa yes, amate toni tobi hirabre. Tumba nire. Yom je gongba, sarvara sepe, do. Samyuna. Do sambe kyoba na na yang o ni som je chuke kunda yewon yong do som je chuke dada tenba so je ngwe so sala kolo parba leyang kunda yewon yong do som je chuke yore sem tsambe de be yong ki ni dong ji hiba zong zi ni ji tong be hiba den drop do mendo u me je tsik zin da rikba kanyang mna we na Semzang je long ta yong yin na Semzang je zong zin ni dong de gare Zong zin ni je tong be hiba den drop de do gore Zong zin ni je tong be hiba den drop de mendo ta me be tse ki yoba yin na Tene te Semzang jin do re So so ma long wa tikpa chi ye gondar de hiba la Nipa chi yang me par ma ze Yong ke pap se chi ten roso te tar ne pe na Nepe na Chunyi namji de denyi song yok, denyi song dun yok pa. Oma, nanjur choy pa oma, nanjur choy pa chordan tun baram. Samun dode kuenje, khindu samu tonyi tenpa dode kuenje, jyuzi nyingbo, nambar matobi yiki tenlan bepa yong yina. Nambar matobi yiki tenlan bepa chamu kebi yong yina. Ti, Deser Hindu Sabena, Tanda, Chuni Namji, the Hajan Samo, the Tramore Sabena, Dedang, Joy Lama Ni, Kaja Tamba Tsorje, Kaja Tam Sijete, Loma Rikpat, Loma Tumonwala Masongbre, Kaja Tamba Tsorje, Jagartong, Siso, Pejun Masongbate, Deto Kawala Tinte, Loma Tumondo Mahebre, Tene Tumondo. Tarchap chenpo mazong ure no. Tse, ngabda metrepe, kaju naro penjin je lama, tsovu je ngabda metrepare, metrepe, chui tin ke ke serka ni, serka se che de chui tin la serka am ke devare, teni o jongwa zekpe, zekpa teni chunyi namji tang, joi lama nye je pe song de, lar mprava yinpe, lar teni prvare. Shama lo tsawa singe jam tsin chi chunyi nam je je pe de jurgun te pe se jor hen jake ne pe ke la jor ve tse pe inter te de ma re re ma to ma nam re kanyi se na kanga te na la na nika chen buru kong re pe inter te kyo de ma chik re de ma re re ki nang ne de chui ma zui par chi to la ma tang Pe ka tambe, pe nda ka tambo re, pe jun mangbo yo ma re. Jun kun se re. The me song na last me song na la song na jetun samban zambe leng do nyangi len dawa yino jetun samban nyangi len de ba de jikware song bare pecha da ha jang kar chen bore pecha da la na jetun samban nyangi len de ba de jikwa yong bare de jet a samba gong bare
nyangi len de pedi kap so shi do
re 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 tene me ba cha gre tan da samba gong ba kar chen bore de la song na jetun samba gong ba to gumare jitin sampa nyangilin dhe pati chikpa chayarisa. Hi jisun zayapa, jisun sijita kar chenpon zayapar sungpa tar tabi ngisang sijita, tabi sabdoon tuyumpe, tabi ne sammu tuyumpe sabdoon yinpa tiisa na thikpa chenpo wa kuenji tawan dhatar to gupe, thikpa chenpo wa thamcheji tawan dhatar to gupe, tiisa na Osem sui log so trar chang mroma mimo. Ome log tang sem sang kanga log the trar na yang degre. Tekpa chenpo wa tamche jenda na yin to gubare. Perna hirsen jen dode la osem je lopo nam je so so rang rang ge ye yong do ye nungba je chen do. Ye yong do trar chang yom te ye gongwan ta to omar ne pa ta. Hirab je paru de semba kakhe sem sang ta do trar. Kepa kakye ke omata to travel. Yina yang tato gomba oman ne batar, yong de yang semtan tar toin batin juzo yankin yang, yong de yang semtan ji yong yimber yankin mambo yore, yina yang semtan ji yong do yong yimber yoga mare omare. Ranu tsartan jarte tetar he jang garawa mila, tsar siji de ometon to matom na semtan tar de he na yang degree. On jang Tondo yong de tekpa. On chang, ton mune senakare yong de tekpa chenpu sabdon, tekpa chenpu tawa samon tar tokpa, nambar matobu yehi tenyi, chitaba yenpa sarwar tenpa ti sena, samun doden tadak chenter ton rohen, hendo samon, tondan tenpa tsovar tenpa dode tsola samun dode sere. Samun dode nam de chien de ware. Kunzop chuchin jen do sor semsan dan ton la. Ta chuchin nam jen de kande yore. Kunzop chuchin jen jok sor tang korwan chur nang hya sor de semsan ba dan ton ware. Ton dan chuchin jen do sor oma ba dan ton be na tarto ge gongba omar ne hen. Osin sung jo ge sor je tekpa chen bita ba. Osin sung yogan sung redje tsorje tekpa chenpi tabi ne tuyenpa tsordo gohen xie na tenju chenpo chudan chunyi nambar njeba ndeye gongba ten simba xie par njoro tedari xie na teni chunyi namje je gongba tar simba xie togore oya ta tsasu ta chiran kale dreva kusala dreva jab chiran yinjike xigre kotopsala dreva gogumato komato baso chiran Deva jatoba wancha chasang charanate. Oh yeah. Anga gombya.
So the commentary that Rinpoche has just read is as follows. That heir of the victor, so that term heir of the victor is another name for Bodhisattva, a son of the victorious one, the noble Asanga, perform the practice of the beloved master of loving kindness, Maitreya, for what measured in human time would be 12 years. Maybe in some other time it would not be 12 years, but in human time it would. At the end of which he beheld him face to face. As a result, he was transported to the joyous god realm, Tushita, where he was presented with five works, which include the two ornaments, the two distinctions, and the changeless nature. Two ornaments are the ornament of direct realization, Nguntok Jen or Abhe Samaya Lankara, and the Sutra Lankara or the ornament of the Sutra collection, Dode Jim. And the two distinctions are Udang Tanambara Jepa and Madhyanta Vibhanka, distinguishing the middle from the extremes, and Chudang Chininambara Jepa. Dhamma Dhammata Vibhanga, distinguishing phenomenon pure being, and changeless nature is an English equivalent for Mahayana Tara Tantra Shastra or Julama, the highest continuity, which are treatises serving as commentaries on the purport of the teaching of the Victor in its entirety. So these texts are from the section called the Tenchu, or the commentary section on the words of the Buddha. There are some scholars who consider all five of these texts as constituting a single coordinated treatise, so as if all five are one text, where others refute this assertion on the grounds of the of the disagreement in their presentation of the ultimate, and on such points as there being one or three vehicles, from the perspective of the definitive meaning. So definitive meaning is distinguished from provisional meaning. The provisional meaning is that which is provided as an explanation meant to lead you along the path. The definitive meaning is the final word of the ultimate level of description. And since there is a difference within these five treatises on this point of whether there are one vehicle or three from the point of view of the ultimate meaning, then some scholars say that it could not be considered as one text only. Our own tradition considers them to be commentaries on the intent of the separate levels of the teaching, taking the first and last as commentaries on the thought of the Madhyamaka. The first one is, in this connection, would be the Abhisamayalankara, the ornament of direct realization, and the last is the Julama, or the changeless nature. So these two are taken as Madhyamaka, and the middle three as Chittamatra. The middle three are the Sutalankara, the Sutralankara, the Chudang Chuni number Jepa, and Sutralankara, Dhamma Dhammata Vibhanka, and Majanta Vibhanka. So those three texts are considered as mind only or Chittamatra, according to some. There are also some who consider the ornament of the Sutra collection, Sutralankara, alone to be a work of the Chittamatra, and the other four they take to be Madhyamaka. There are some who consider the ornament of direct realization to be Madhyamaka, the other four Chittamatra. Others still who locate all five within the thinking of the Chittamatra, and again others who consider all five to belong within the thought of the Madhyamaka, and so on. What can nevertheless be indisputably established, and indisputably means that in the tradition, one would not take anything like this for granted. One would engage in debate on the subject, and one would continue with the debate until there was nothing more to debate on, until all the points had been demonstrated clearly, and that is to say established. And established means through using logical reasoning. So what can nevertheless be indisputably established is that the ornament of direct realization is in fact a commentary on the purport of the Prajnaparamita in the context of the middle level of the teaching. So Prajnaparamita is that whole set of teachings coming from the middle turning of the wheel of Dharma, dealing with the profound subject of emptiness. And that the changeless nature is a commentary on the purport of the sutras presenting the Buddha nature. So those are the sutras dealing with the third and last turning of the wheel of Dharma, which in turn belongs to the definitive meaning associated with the final turning, and that both of these propose one family and one vehicle in an ultimate sense, which is in accord with the thinking of the Madhyamaka. The ornament of the sutra collection is a commentary which compiles in one volume the topics of the majority of the sutras, differing from those represented in the two texts just mentioned. On the whole, such factors as its lacking a decisive presentation of the single family and vehicle clearly indicated to be primarily a commentary on the thought of the sutras associated with Chittamatra. So the way that the explanations are given in the Citta Mantra, there is no presentation of the of one family in Bhagavad. There the vehicles are kept as three, the Shravaka vehicle, the Pratyeka Buddha vehicle, and the Mahayana vehicle. And since that is the case with this sutra, then it seems primarily to belong with the Citta Mantra text. The two distinctions teach the vast as well as the profound dimensions of the Mahayana vehicle in general. So vast, to talk about the vast dimensions, would refer to a detailed explanation of all the different paths and levels. And profound dimensions deals with the subject of the emptiness. And both of these texts, distinguishing phenomena and pure being, and distinguishing the middle from the extremes, deal with both of those factors, and therefore seem to be common to the whole Mahayana. And even though these extensively teach the three natures and the sense in which outer objects do not exist, this in itself does not restrict them to being works of the Citta Mantra alone, insofar as the thinking of the Madhyamaka could also be interpreted in terms of such Dharma terminology without incurring a contradiction. So the term the three natures refers to Kuntak, which means the completely imputed nature or imaginary, the Shenwong, the completely dependent nature, and the Yongdrup, or perfectly existent nature. And even though these terms are mainly Citta Mantra, they are also found in certain sections of the Madhyamaka, and therefore it's possible to think of these texts as also being Madhyamaka texts. In the Lankavatara Sutra, such terms are taught as general headings applicable to the whole of the Mahayana, so without restricting them to one section or another, that they go with the whole Mahayana. And in that connection, a quotation. The natures three, or three natures, are the completely imputed nature and the perfectly existent nature. The whole collection of consciousness refers to the all inclusive base consciousness, the afflicted consciousness, the rational consciousness, the eye consciousness, the ear consciousness, the consciousness associated with the nose. Forms of lack of self-entity would be the lack of a self-entity within individuals, and the lack of an essence or self-entity within so-called outer Mahayana. And all of these terms are found in the whole of the Mahayana. They are not restricted just to either the Citta Mantra or the Mahayana. This is also explicitly illustrated by the Maitra Pali. Requested by Maitreya, which clarifies the intent of the mother. The mother is the term used for the teachings on the emptiness. And the great mother is the emptiness, and if one is going to use a term like mother, then obviously there is a child. There must be some child in order to call her mother. So the child or children in this case are sons. They are the the sons or daughters of the Yumchen, or the great mother, are the realized beings of the of the Shravaka Yana, the realized Pratyeka Buddha, and Pratyeka Buddha Arhats, the
realized bodhisattvas and the fully complete and perfect Buddha. So these are the four children of the mother. So the sutra requested by Maitreya clarifies the intent of the mother, where such dharma terms as the three essentials and so on are taught. Three essentials is another way of talking about the three natures, the imputed, dependent, and perfectly existing natures. So these three essentials are taught without there being a single categorical statement or logical argument which would necessarily amount to asserting true existence for the consciousness empty of dualism, as this is asserted in the works of the Chittamatra. So, even though all of these terms are found within the Chittamatra, within that system, true existence is asserted for the ultimate level of consciousness, which is said to be empty of dualism of perceiving the Sthula. Even though it is empty of dualism, it is said in the Chittamatra to be truly existing. There is therefore no error whatsoever in classifying these two texts, the two distinctions, as commentaries which do not fall into any specific school of the Mahayana, but apply to the whole vehicle in general. Moreover, precisely because they follow the style exhibited by such major works, distinguishing the middle from the extremes is a work teaching the vast aspect, meaning the topography of the paths of all three vehicles, and distinguishing pure being is a work which, commensurate with the way in which the Yogacarya Madhyamaka unites the two truths, conclusively portrays the very heart of the theme found in all sutra collections dealing with the profound, namely non-conceptual original wisdom. It is precisely for this reason, and due to their extraordinary profundity, that the manuscripts of this present work and of the changeless nature, Jilama, already in the Indian period, were bound with a seal of secrecy. To say that they were bound with a seal of secrecy means that these texts were not allowed to be given to common disciples. And later from that period, disappeared from circulation because they were not commonly disseminated, they finally disappeared. It was at that time that the mighty Lord Maitripa, on discovering light emerging from a crack in the stupa, extracted the manuscripts of Distinguishing Pure Being, this text, and the Changeless Nature, the Jilava, and disseminated them anew. Therefore, while Shama Lotsawa Sengye Jalsen was studying Distinguishing Pure Being and preparing his translation of it, his learned teacher emphasized its significance by giving him only one page at a time, with the admonition, "Beware that no harm befalls this. It is a text which is rarely available because it is bound with a seal. Its disappearance would be tantamount to the body of the beloved master of the loving kindness, Maitreya, passing from this world into Nirvana." So to emphasize for his student the importance of the text, Kashmiri Kempo, who was his teacher, only allowed him to receive one page at a time, and said that if anything happened to this text, it would be like Maitreya disappearing, or dying, or disappearing from this world. Since what it teaches is profound reality, which is the critical secret embodied within the view, critical secret refers to it is the most decisive secret available anywhere, the secret about what is true reality, the non-conceptual wisdom.
And because the realization of such a view is required of all practitioners of the Mahayana, there is no incongruity in interpreting it from the perspective of either the Madhyamaka or the Jivamaka. Nevertheless, even given that such texts as, for example, the Prajnaparamita Sutras are interpreted in the works of individual Chittamatra and Madhyamaka preceptors in accordance with their respective schools, their ultimate purport rests with the Madhyamaka. Similarly, even though there are scholars in whose treatises also this present work is interpreted according to the Chittamatra, since this is relevant to a specific level of mental development, there is no contradiction in explaining it this way. So it's all right to explain it in a Chittamatra sense, but it is in fact a work which clearly portrays the character of nothing less than non-conceptual original wisdom, the point of the utmost profundity within the Mahayana, for which reason it serves as a commentary applicable in general to any sutra treating of the profound. Since it accords with the Chittamatra in the form its assertions take with respect to host phenomena, that is to say, with respect to those phenomena which bear pure being and are therefore called the host for pure being, or the bearers of pure being, which constitute apparent reality, and since it accords with the Madhyamaka in the interpretation of pure being, which constitutes genuine reality, it demonstrates the key points of Mahayana view in a fashion which unites Chittamatra and the Madhyamaka, while its ultimate purport rests with the Madhyamaka. So, the sense in which the text is particularly mind-only school or Chittamatra is the whole section of the text dealing with phenomena. And that part of the text is explaining how confusion comes about, how the mind becomes deluded and wanders in samsara, and that explanation fits best with Chittamatra approach. But the whole section of the text dealing with pure being and non-conceptual wisdom, which is the ultimate level of consciousness, fits best with the way that it's explained in the Madhyamaka. So if one understands the text as combining two schools, to understand it and explain it in this way covers the entire range of implication afforded by this great treatise.
Tetavu tenju chempo chudan chini number jeban denin jeba la sab sabje jewang de sena chenje ton dan chenje ton george sa yong ton yog ton dan na ba yel tangbon chenje ton ne jagar ke do dharma bu ke do ju te yin de jar de dharma ta chini bebanga number jeba Karka tsik lever seba ki savate. Chuchin te tunda ke na Chuchin korwa tang chunin nyangin linde perangin chitabu yinba Kandre yinba Manor var mandi patun jen Nambarin jeba Nambarin jeba amin sebe Sebe se nan tsin te ke do tenba wo Ya
So then to briefly look at the outline for the entire text. Sanskrit is called Dharma, or in Tibetan Chu, in English is phenomena. in Greek is phenomena. Phenomena. And similarly, Dharmata Chuni means pure being. And in Greek, and the vibhanga or number jeva means distinguishing, with karika or siglewar jeva meaning rendered in stanzas of verse. So the term distinguishing means that one is accurately depicting the makeup of host phenomena. So what is it that makes up these phenomena that carry pure being? So, distinguishing accurately the makeup of host phenomena which constitute samsara on the one hand, and the pure being, that is to say nirvana, on the other, in a manner wholly consistent with the way they actually are. So the term distinguishing means that one is able to make a difference between these two without any error being involved. So the distinctions that are made are completely accurate and fit the description of the way they are in reality.
Nipan George Sane Gombo Sambala Sansa Loki Savasongi Gombo Kare, Drova Taye Pendrova Tamje, Jap Tang Gondo Jurbe na Gombo Nipi Jurba Samba Hibatunda Karasena Samba Chimbu Samba Chimbo than Dembe Simchin Tamje Deva than David Jumpusum Sova than Demba and Dube. Samba chenpo ta denpe yuintin je goni tanda tsinta sumare. Sanchu sempe nekab suyang tsin samba re. Sanje je pardo sanje pa kab suyang sanje samba se. Sanje je pardo samba hipe tsin je trakpam keja te mundurwa kaduyang mundurwa. Sanchu sempe nekab ne Sanje Jepardo, Samba Hippen Sinte, Jurumari, Ming the Jurumari, Mandurva. Jeva Jig Tokpa said, Jeva Jig Togre, Tene Sanjan over it. Sanju Juntal, Neva Jeva Jig Topa, Jeva Jig Ne, Sanje Jukomba, Tom Rover, Sanju Samba Chimbo. Tata Gadina, Tata Kava Yogre, Gadina Yubare. Dakyak Tomba Zoba Sanje Chomdin the Gadin to fly put Tamba Tokar Pacheva Yin Yuba Capso, then Dakyak Tomba Zambalina Zepa Chuni Tamba Capso, Tiko Sambra with his Sambaganam and Ojibre. Gadin na Yupa Gadin Yupe Sambatini, Yong Deni, Chudan Chuni number Jebi Yong Deni Zepa Po. Yong nin deni zepa po tela lo cha va ta ke rajur ta ke nam ji jor ze pe thomar ten ju ja ke ne pe ke de jor va kap so chu ju de go gon do chu ju go ba kar re rang chi va tam ba yin ba ra rang yor to ko ma la go ba yo na chi va tam ba re chi te re Suna je cho zogba tang, tene tenjun de jorwa la parche me ban jorn thar simpe guba, yopa la ten de loza wa zu lakpa la jikla, sanje ta sanju sanpa solon chujun zege yore, ten chujun zepe tomar, di kapso zepa po sanpa lan chujun zepa re, to pare, zepe tomar, gosom kupa chimpe, Kupa tiyan luji kupa, luji namjur, nag kupa, kupa tsik, semji kupa ti yeji goni kupa yor. Lunga yeson kupa chenpi goni sa tsalo. Luji kupa sepa tsanta, nag kupa tsik, jopa tsang mayinpa, semji chan kupa chenpi goni, tene san tsalo. San tsalo hi, jopa nzeba yinu, ya.
So the second point is what? It's the translator's homage. And that one is expressed in the text in the single line, to the guardian Maitreya we bow in supplication. So the term guardian refers to a guardian is, in this case, the one who is able to provide protection for limitless beings. Beings with no end, infinite beings, are able to seek refuge in this being. That is a guardian. Here the translators pay homage in the following words. Now we're in the commentary on this. From the outset, meaning from the outset of this work of translating this text from Sanskrit into Tibetan, with great respect and through the three gateways, we bow in supplication. With great respect through the three gateways means that they have respect physically, so they show this respect for the Dharma and for the teacher physically. Also in the way that they speak about him and about the Dharma, and also mentally in their attitude towards the teacher. They are respectful in all three ways, and this can be spoken of as a prostrate. In this way they prostrate. They bow in supplication. To the author of this present work, the great Bodhisattva, presently residing. So where does he live, the author of this work? He lives in Tushita, a god realm, which is that particular realm where a Buddha is reborn in his last birth before doing the 12 deeds. The 12 deeds are those deeds a Buddha performs as a historical Buddha, where he is born into our realm and gives the teaching here. So, in Tushita, that guardian of all sentient beings without exception, who is renowned as Maitreya, because of his natural gift of great loving kindness, a name that he will not forfeit throughout his sojourn as a bodhisattva, nor even on attaining Buddhahood, from which he is hindered by one birth only. So this name Maitreya, or Sambhain in Tibetan, meaning loving-kindness, is a name that describes the particular quality of his mind stream, and this name he will have all the way through his path as a bodhisattva, and also at the time of becoming Buddha. As a Buddha, he will also be called Maitreya. This is not the usual case, to have the same name at all stages. But because of the enormity of his loving-kindness, this is the natural name that goes with him. And within our transmission, the story has been preserved that in Tushita heaven, as the Buddha was about to descend to our realm to perform the 12 deeds, pointed out one of the bodhisattvas in the entourage in Tushita to replace him there, to teach the bodhisattvas who are there, and in this way be the regent. And in naming Maitreya as the regent there, he then at the same time named him as the next Buddha. So to say that Maitreya is hindered by one birth only from attaining Buddhahood means that in fulfilling the function of regent, his next act will be to be reborn as Buddha in our realm. So, the reason that the translators have written this supplication prayer, there are actually two reasons. First, that in starting such a work, by bowing to a being superior to themselves, they counteract the tendency towards being arrogant or proud. They bow to a being taken as greater than themselves. And at the same time, open their mind toward the blessing and the guidance that is needed in order to complete the work, in order to bring the work to final completion, perfection. So for these two reasons, the text starts with this application to the guardian Maitreya.
Pa tsaba sabje somba lele tsaba somba yong tong la ten ju somba len ju pe yin la ten ju som na somba de la ngwen le yin la ji go do sam za ten ju ju lu ngu ni ya ba le tang bo ten ju somba len ju pe yin la ne xin kan yi yong so pang za xin yin ga xin ngun so ni de sa tena te dan zhen ni nam ye wa
sebando ne tenjun de tsamso he sava songte ta tsambar tan che vare hine kanhe hine kanhe kanhe hine yonso pamara sava ne korba nyina hine yonso pansa de karren korba re korba jo korba tsini korba jung hite korba len de go re tele yin de jorba nga he hine ngoisom de sa go re te karre Te kanhe na nyanginle depa re. Nyanginle depa wo. Tang korwa len deyate nyanginle depa ngondo sako wo re. Te na jibo namje. Jibo seche te nyudinle koko re. Jibo, te na jibo. Tarpa ta tamche jenpa kompang, jenpa kompang dhope, nyoba ta denpa namje. Hihen, panglang do sabo ngopo ne. Hine panglang do sawa, panghin langwar sawa ten konde nye re. That's on the sepe. Conde ni mato, kaya yomare. Conde ni. That's on the sepe, sil. Tele yin yomare. Conde teda, cor, sipan corvatang. Trupe. Turnang pacha the summon corvatang. Turnang pacha len depe, young in the patata. Sini of ranking, jetabo. Jetabo, yimbate. Jetabo. Yimba, Yimba, Sinja Malope, Sorge, Number Yeva, Sinja Malopa, Manorva, Matrova, Number Yeva, Sebar, Done, Papa Samba, Ducky, Tenju Chembo, Deye, Tenju Chembo, Deni, Hirap, the Ninji Zambavo, Hirap, the Kondeje Yeva. Korban chorchor ta nyangin de pa topchor yang ta par hite zeba ningje chem go ni yin la pem be se do zamso zambao ji song so ya
so of the four points that this text consists in we have already arrived at the third which is the meaning of the work itself and this third part It has two subdivisions, the branch introducing the composition of the treatise, so it's an introductory verse, and the actual body of the treatise composed. The first of these, the introductory verse, is dealt with as follows, something there is to be given up fully through knowing, and something else which can only be actualized, because of which this treatise has been composed with the wish to distinguish the traits defining these. So, what do the words of this verse contain as further meaning? We say there is something. What is this something that is to be given up? It is samsara, which is to be given up through knowing. So if one knows that If one knows what it is that is to be given up, if one knows the cause of samsara, if one knows the particular defining characteristics or the definition of samsara, if one knows the faults of samsara, then one will give them up. So in this case, samsara is one is both one's own samsara and the samsara of others. One's own, and the samsara is the five skandhas. So, if one knows this, then one will... this is that something which is to be given up fully through knowing, and there is something else quite different from this, namely nirvana, which can only be actualized. It is precisely these that provide the substance of what is to be known and respectively relinquished and adopted by gifted beings. So gifted beings means those who have a certain power, a special ability. It is those who desire liberation and omniscience and therefore have a special capacity and are called gifted beings. And such beings give up something, and what they give up is the whole set of deluded appearances or projections which constitute samsaric existence or conditioned existence. They also adopt something. They adopt the means through which nirvana can be attained, because of which this great treatise has been composed with precise knowledge and great compassion by the noble Maitreya, with the wish to distinguish the traits defining these, that is, the defining characteristics of samsara and nirvana, in a manner which corresponds precisely to the way they are and is therefore free of distortion. Out of his great compassion, and in order to benefit beings, Maitreya composed this text for no other reason than to make it possible for gifted beings, that is to say those who want to get free, to know what samsara is all about, namely that it is mere delusion or confused projections. In knowing how the mind is confused, then they are able to take the next step of adopting what is to be gained, what is to be practiced in order to achieve nirvana.
That's how I'm doing it.
Studying this in Tibetan should start by getting this first verse very clear in the Tibetan.
Tene me pe chunam nam pe te kavado. Me pe chunam nam pe juma malan soba. Ne yon chorpa pe se na nam ka se dan chuzo yite yang king dengre. Dema kavado. Andang me baare.
Andang yore. It's now going to the in the Roman numerals is 21. It's the very end of the root text. This verse which Rinpoche is singing here, we will recite again and again in later sessions, because it contains both the an explanation of how it is that phenomena which do not exist, which in reality do not exist, but nevertheless appear like dreams or illusions, are to be understood, since we have some example of them in our experience. It is possible to get some sense of how something that does not exist could appear, and at the same time the transformation is an important subject. And how can one understand how something like samsara can be transformed? The examples making it possible to understand that are gold, space, and water.
Oh yeah. Ta. Tene indike dan jamne ke ni gogo do. Dana tu so chekpa zena ke som se tu. Tene tu so cholan do gre. Tambong en tene tilong jing do gre ngara. Te chane tene gro mi zo go. Indike jamne ke gro mi zo gre. Gro mi zo te mama hite del lojong te tene nyonga te pa khala sa sam yang na te to la chi gre del lojong te ya tene le la wa sa gre te ma to nga to ke ni jo ko na ke so me tene tu so ma bo do ma
so the has been expressed a need for hearing the teachings in German and or the translation in German. But if we do it in three languages here, then we lose too much time. So what Rinpoche is suggesting is that he will give a loan, and then we will divide up into two groups, one in English, one in German, to go through the text and go through the translation. And then whichever group is largest will stay here and work, and the other one will go up to the room above the dining hall.
Right, then Germany group ke kis to